All right, we made it. Smell that mountain air. What do you guys think?
Oh, that was comfortable. I enjoyed that, but I'm still rubbing my back.
Okay, now we can get the stuff ready to hike to the camp spot. How far do you think it is from here, Dave? A couple miles?
No, we're parked at it. This is...
Yeah.
This is it. We are here. Notice the other tents and campers and the fire pit right there. This is our spot. It actually says it on the digital readout right there. This is spot 1287. This is us.
That's our picnic table and that's our water spigot and that's the toilet over there.
Oh, the electrical outlets are much closer to the tent now. I don't remember them being that close, Steve.
Gentlemen, when you said you wanted to go camping, I did not expect we would be around paved roads, running water, covered bathrooms. How in the hell do you consider this camping?
This is, there's pine needles everywhere. Look at that. There's the fat squirrel right over there. Look at that fat squirrel.
Let's be clear about something, Tracy. I drive my wife's Toyota Tundra. It is probably capable of going off-road. We've never tested it, but I'm not going to put a scratch in that thing. That's a pickup. You don't scratch a pickup. Therefore, I'm not going to take us up in the middle of nowhere in the boonies to try and go camping. We have everything we need right here.
I've classified camping as strictly as sharing a bathroom with a stranger. Okay? So this more than accounts for camping in my book. I know that toilet. I need that toilet, and that's that.
All right. Well, I don't know, guys.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you get started on the meal prep? Because you have talked this up nonstop about the food you're going to bring, how delicious it's going to be. I think that's why Steve and I are excited that you are the cookie for the weekend, as it were. We're really excited to see what you've got for us. So start grabbing some supplies out of the vehicle, and Steve and I will hit the tent. We'll get that set up.
Yeah, you got like a bag of something for us to eat, like a snack or something?
I'm lucky for you guys. I put myself in charge of our meal, so even if our camping trip is as adventurous as children camping in the backyard, we can at least eat like real men.
I don't have electrical sockets in my backyard.
Look here.
I have one, but it's always in use.
Got some venison jerky here, and let's see, the caribou sausage. I can just kind of leave that in the cooler for later.
Venison? Okay, tell me, where do you shoot a venison? What kind of an animal is a venison? Is it like a rodent?
Steve, it's a deer. Let's see, we have haggis and black pepper chips.
Twizzlers? You got any Twizzlers?
Do you any haggis?
Marshmallows?
Sorry, gentlemen, I didn't realize I was packing lunch for my kids.
Well, no, that's fine. I'm sure you've brought it all. We'll just we'll head over here. We'll get started on the tent and
some of the stuff I knew I would get locally. I saw some cattails by the road back there, and I know there has to be some Indian plum around here and some Devil's Club shoots nearby. If not, then I have enough from what I brought.
Are those casinos? What are we talking about?
Is that a brand of hot dog? Cattails hot dogs?
Lucky we've had a nice rainy spring, so I can be able to find some decent mushrooms. And looks like there's plenty of squirrels, so that should be good.
I'm not eating that squirrel. Look at how fat he is.
Yeah. Hey, Steve.
Like he's losing his breath and he's leaning up against that tree.
Come help me set this up over here. I'm nervous. I don't know. Is that really all he brought to eat?
It's a small cooler, and I didn't bring anything at all against my better judgment.
Well, I didn't. He said he had it totally covered, and I took him at his word, but I didn't know. I mean, I thought it was like real food.
Yeah, I might have a, I might have some like a package of peanuts or something in the in my duffel bag back there, but I'll split them with you if it gets dire, but I'm not eating any haggis.
Yeah, me either.
Hey guys, I didn't mean to be upset and overreact, but tell me, really, why is this, why did you pick this spot for us to camp?
All right, let's just get this out in the open. I have a thing where I need running water to poop. Okay, I to go number two, I need a toilet. I need a bathroom. I need, you know, I just need it. I don't even understand how I could not camp without a toilet. Well, so that's just the way that's gotta be.
To be fair, you said that you wanted to come here because of the one truly porcelain toilet with running water that they have. And then you also needed the electrical outlets so that you could continue to rip your DVD collection while you're away.
I am so close. Like I have like 60, 65 tops that I can do, and I can rip through those probably tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, oh, so, God. So never mind. I'm going back to the food.
Okay. Let's hope he goes back to the proper, good, normal food.
We're going to need a shitload of ketchup. All right. Hey, you guys want to go take a dip?
Yeah, well, I'm changed. Tracy said he was going to be a minute, but I you know how I am. I'm going to swim in my t-shirt. I have so much body hair. There's no way I'm going to get naked.
Dave, you've been working hard, you got a rockin' bod, nobody gives a crap about your body hair. Look, everybody has, I have body hair, I got it all over. Yeah. You're gonna be fine.
You haven't seen me in a long time. It has blossomed.
It can't be that big of a deal. It really can't. I trust you, there'll be three people down there that have body hair far and above worse than yours.
Oh my God. Look at, hey, Tracy.
All right, gentlemen, I'm ready to go.
I got an extra pair of board shorts that maybe you want to put on.
I'm not sure I get what you're saying.
You cannot. We are not, Tracy. We did not come up into the wilderness to go camping to have you skinny dip and traumatize all these kids at this campsite. That's not a thing.
Gentlemen, yeah, I take offense to you calling it skinny dipping. There's nothing nefarious about a grown man wanting to be in the water in his own skin.
Okay. Said Franklin, Benjamin Franklin.
Franklin Benjamin Franklin.
Franklin Benjamin Franklin, he said Franklin. That? Is that a quote? Yeah.
No.
You want to Google that for me?
No, but I'm pretty sure he died of syphilis. So, you know. So, you want to go that way?
Girl for niche.
Tracy, take Steve's board shorts. Go get dressed. We'll wait for you. It's fine.
Oh God, fine.
Hey, you know, Steve.
Go ahead.
What? Well, I was just gonna say while we're waiting for Tracy to get changed. Do you ever question, like, if Tracy were on a microphone, would his microphone be slightly too hot? Because that's one of the things that I often wonder about Tracy when I'm in situations like this with him.
Would his microphone be too hot?
Like, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean, but I think he truly loves like the kind of camping you used to read about in Boy's Life in 1961.
Yeah.
You know? And it's just not the same now, man. I mean, we had to put, like, thank God we got somebody else's reservation for this spot, because you got to put in for it like a year in advance.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah. Well, I scanned the code too, so I got a discount. But hey, Tracy.
I got the board shorts on. They're a little crowded in front, if you catch my meaning. But how do they look?
Look like that on me?
That's a lot better. Yeah, I don't know what you're implying, that Steve's shorts that you borrowed are too tight in the front, but in the crotchal region, as it were.
Need
but
the support.
Come on, we'll get to walking. Let's head to the lake. All right. Listen, nice weather, right? I mean, look at all these people out barbecuing. That guy's using a pizza oven. That's, you know, I mean, they're watching their flat screen TV. You can't be outside watching the flat screen TV if you're not up in nature on a nice day like today.
Yeah. Yeah. The motorhome that we're thinking about has an outdoor flat screen TV too.
Yeah. Yeah. This is Tracy. I'm sure this is your style of camping is slightly different from this, but come on, you got to admit that's pretty cool.
I need someone to explain to me why it is that me in my natural attire is somehow more traumatizing to these children than what these families are doing them in this camping.
Are you doing a bit or like a character? Because nobody wants to see your wiener.
Yeah.
Okay? Nobody.
Yeah. Oh, hey, look, laser tag.
Dave, just take the shirt off.
I'm not taking the shirt off.
Come on, take it off, Dave. We're just going to go into the water and you just go up to your neck and nobody will see anything. Yep. It'll be just fine.
Okay, so you have flippers, you have an air tank, you have goggles. I understand that you're shirtless, but I feel like I should be able to leave my shirt on and not use those things, and somehow we kind of even out.
You don't want to be that guy wearing the shirt while you're swimming. I mean, I feel like my nose plugs are super dorky, but you know what? Water goes up my nose, but don't be that guy. Don't wear a shirt.
Tracy, shirt on, shirt off, shirt on or shirt off.
Steve's right. Since you're Dave, not Steve. And he's right. You should just take your shirt off. Be comfortable in who you are.
I feel like Tracy's still trying to make a point. And right. you're not going in naked. You're not going in naked. Yeah. Dave, take your shirt off. Let's all go in together. Let's walk in like it's a slow walk scene and stuff's blowing up behind us. All let's right. just
Fine.
Go on in there. Let's
all
pull
right.
it off.
Here we go. Here we go.
Put it back on.
Really?
You realize well, you were sweater under that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm
not wearing
a
sweater. I'm shirtless now.
You are a good-looking guy.
Thank you.
But you're right. You're absolutely right. I was not expecting that.
I think I'm getting used to it. I think it's fine.
It's off now. I mean, I might as well go swimming, right? I mean,
does it get caught in, like, do you have zipper problems?
I have all kinds of problems. I have matting problems. I get those weird little, like, those balls that get caught in there from stuff that you know, forms little dingles that, like, I have a lot. Why?
How do you get it, like, all the way around your body? Like, on the sides? Like, I've seen it on the front and the back, but you got it on the sides,
too. Oh, no,
too.
I literally have it everywhere. There is not an inch of my body that is not covered in hair. So,
did you receive a settlement?
I feel
like
we've, I feel like this is the opposite of what should be happening right now. I have taken my shirt off, as I was coerced into doing. And
you're a good guy, but how do you find your nipples?
I don't know if I have nipples. I've never checked.
Dave, it's you know what? It's cool. Let's just go in and see if it gets better when it's wet.
Right.
I'm beginning to get uncomfortable now. I've been fine. Let's please get in the water.
Speaking of uncomfortable, Tracy, put your shorts back on.
And now, six pack is digitized. Next up, Grease 2. And we are almost through ripping these, gentlemen.
I can't believe, even for a second, that Tracy wanted to bring us to a place where you could not have electricity. Like, my iPhone has gone dead 3 times, and if I didn't have a place to charge it, we would have been out of luck.
I still brought a bunch of backup batteries for him, and I'm charging those one over the other. So, yeah, I'm right there with you.
Do you have any idea what Tracy's making us for dinner? I mean, I can smell it, but I have no idea what I'm smelling.
I can smell it too, and I don't know what the country of origin is or really anything.
What is we've known Tracy a long time. What is Tracy's country of origin?
I don't know. I would like to think that it was friendly. Right. Friendly nation.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just assumed that he just sort of wandered out of a cave somewhere and or maybe a bunker and was just sort of here. But I never really thought
he just manifested himself.
Yeah.
Where he
yeah.
Was.
I never looked. Hey, Tracy, can you give us some kind of clue as to what you're making? Anything? No? He's shaking his head. No.
Nothing. Nothing.
He's shaking his head. No. And he continues to. I mean, I see him chopping cattails. This is awesome.
He said haggis, and I'm like,
yeah.
I guess if we have to do it, we can just pretend it's a giant hot dog.
Yeah, I don't know. Hang on. He's headed this way. Just a minute.
Okay.
Okay, guys, I know we've had a long day, and I know you're both hungry, so here you go.
I'm very hungry.
Here you go. I know you're going to love it.
What the hell am I looking at?
This is something called pemmican.
Okay, pelican.
Yeah, that's a bird. So we're having fowl.
It's pemmican.
Pelican needle? Is it like the pouch, the mouth pouch thing that it has?
No, guys, it's dried meats and berries mixed with some animal fat. Obviously, there's some other secret ingredients that are kind of handed down to my family, but it's pemmican, you know.
Are the secret ingredients the things that you put in it to keep us alive from eating the other parts of the pemmican?
Gentlemen, it's a common food of many Native American tribes. You've learned about this in Washington state history. My God, have either of you ever cracked a book?
Why did we both get strainers? What are these for? Tracy, I appreciate the effort put into this. You obviously spent a long time because Steve and I have been sitting here for upwards of 3 hours waiting to eat after our swim. And I'm just wondering, do you have a kid's menu? Do you have something that's maybe just a little more chicken fingery, hot doggy, cheese pizza-y?
I'm looking at this and I'm gonna eat it. I'm hungry as hell, so I am definitely gonna eat it. But is this like a fear factor thing? Is this like part of a thing you're going to talk about on the podcast later or what?
Why? He looks so agitated.
Listen, guys, I brought some Spram and spray cheese, but I brought it as bait to be able to catch food tomorrow. But I guess this could work.
You didn't bring food for tomorrow?
And hold on. What are you trying to catch with Spam and spray cheese? A mailman? I mean, what are you after with that?
It's a valid point.
All I brought was flint, steel, a compass, some paracord, fishing line, and a hook, and a motorhead CD.
You don't, but see, that's the thing, Tracy. We're camping. You don't need a compass when we're camping because the campground has Wi-Fi. Therefore, you can hook your phone to the Wi-Fi and know where you're at all times. That's the way camping works.
Yeah, the campground knows where it is.
Yeah.
I didn't bring a phone with me.
What?
Why? How are you going to Instagram this?
Hey, guys, dig in before this gets cold.
All right. Yeah, that's
Is it supposed to be warm?
Yeah. Maple leaves wrap is steamed. If it gets cool, it can get kind of crumbly and messy. So dig in now.
All right. I'm excited to discover what new allergies I have.
Yeah.
All right, guys, now that we're in the tent, how about some ghost stories?
I think the real horror show is going to be what I'm about to do to the bathroom, so I'm going to just go ahead and hop on out of here for a minute.
Is that... Okay. All right. Well, good luck, buddy. And on top of everything else, I think I got a sunburn. That's the only thing I can chalk it up to, Tracy. It is...
You're really squirming around.
I'm burnt. I I never take my shirt off, and this is what happens. This is another reason why I didn't want to take my shirt off.
I really doubt you're really sunburned. I really do. I don't think I just don't think you're sunburned.
We were at the lake for well over 2 hours. I had no shirt on the entire time. It was 90 degrees. Of course I'm sunburned.
But the sun has to, I mean, I think it could penetrate through I just don't know. I mean, if you feel that uncomfortable, maybe the cool air would help your skin if you took your shirt off again.
Well, I don't.
We're in the tent now. Nobody's going to see, and I think it'll feel better.
If I take the shirt off, you promise not to poke fun anymore.
Look, we were out of line before, and I'm sorry. I just, you said it was bad. I guess we weren't prepared, but no. I feel badly, and I just want you to, please, Dave, just feel comfortable. Just be, this is who you are. I want you to feel better. Just take your shirt off.
I feel like this is the start of many 80s situations, but I will. Let me get this off. Oh my gosh, that feels better already. The cool air. That is, wow. Oh, sorry, that's in your face there. Let me comb that out of there a little bit. I apologize for that.
That's fine. I'm fine.
That's a cow lick. I have no control over that. It always kind of sticks that way. Let me just brush that out.
Well, maybe we should. I'm a little tired. Maybe we could turn the lights off and get some rest.
Oh, hey. Mm-hmm. Hey.
Well.
You okay, bud? How'd that go?
Surprisingly fast. Like surprisingly fast.
I don't know. You weren't gone long at all.
We could hear you.
So like that, I am clear. Like I expect the lady from Poltergeist to show up and say, this body is clear.
Right. Yeah.
But I mean clear. Like I think it took a loan out on tomorrow's breakfast. Like that's how much, that's how fast.
Do you think, I mean, I don't want to imply anything. You think that's from the berries in the meal?
It could have been a mixture of all of that stuff. It could have been like a super mixture, because it's like, you know, in cartoons when like a character takes off and there's a little cloud that still looks like the person that's right there. Yeah. I think that's what is still left inside me.
Yeah. I mean, you had that second helping of the borscht. So it's hard to know for sure if that's what it was.
You know, that was surprisingly palatable, but sometimes tomato does.
Gentlemen, I'm right here. This isn't the least bit offensive.
No, I mean, it was good. I'm telling you, you are responsible for probably cleaning me out better than I have ever been cleaned. I feel cleansed, Tracy. I'm a new man.
I've never felt better. And I want to thank you guys. You guys were good sports during dinner, and I know I haven't been easy on this, and I'm trying to adjust to what your idea of camping is, and I just want you to know that I'm beginning to have a good time, and it means a lot to me to...
Tracy, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Steve, you're laying on my back here. I took my shirt off while you were gone, and I think you're laying on it now. It's really starting to pull a little bit. Can you brush that over here?
Yeah. It must be coming out. Is there something? Did the lake do something to your back hair or something?
No, it's just natural shedding. Steve. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You awake?
I am now.
Dude, I have the sweats now. Something's going on. That food, whatever we ate, that is, it's doing it to me now. I have to know. We have one toilet in this campground. You used it. How bad is it?
Well, that's kind of a problem that I didn't foresee. I always time my visits to be right after housekeeping, so it's the maximum amount clean.
Steve, this is way too much information. I'm having the cramps.
Oh, okay.
How bad is the toilet?
You'll be fine. You'll be fine. Take a couple of these extra non-flushable wipes.
Wait, non-flushable wipes. Why do I need those?
Well, okay, don't flush them. You're going to want to wipe down just about everything in there because, it's bad.
I can't. I can't do that. I got to go so bad. I'm going to go out. I'll find some place in the woods. Don't wake Tracy. I don't want him to feel bad. I got to. I have to.
Caveman. Don't be an animal, Dave. Just take the wipes. Just do it.
I'm okay. I'll be back.
Girly boys. Oh, laser tag. I can't swim naked. Oh, I don't know about you, but I slept great. Steve, you awake?
Yeah, I'm awake. Yeah, it was not not the bed in the RV, but definitely, yeah, it was all right. Fresh air.
It really is. It is very peaceful up here. I got to hand it to you guys. You guys have selected. It's a lot nicer spot than I gave you guys credit for. It's pretty nice.
No, it's honestly the only place we even tried. So it's pretty much it. Hey, where's Dave? This tent feels really big right now.
Oh, he's probably out. He's probably out cooking breakfast. But I don't hear anything clanking around outside, and I don't smell anything. Well, look, there's Dave's shirt there by the sleeping bag. There's no way Dave would go outside without this shirt on. I mean, after all the fuss he's made, maybe we should get up and go look for him.
Yeah, he got up in the middle of the night and went to use the facilities, but that was like 6 hours ago.
Well, I slept pretty well. I don't think he would have woken me, but let's get up and see if we can look around.
All right, yeah, you go that way.
Steve!
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I know what happened to Dave.
What? What happened?
Well, apparently that family with the tanning bed and the laser tag setup, they are really convinced that they had a real life Bigfoot wandering through the camp last night.
How convinced?
Well, enough that they snagged them. Apparently they had one of those sharper image Sasquatch nets. And they held him until the authorities arrived.
And the authorities arrived and they let him go?
Apparently the beast was angry. And while they couldn't totally make out what he was saying, they could distinctly...
Could they make out he was wearing pants?
Yeah, they did mention that he had pants on, actually. But they could hear him say the words over and over. Cattails! Cattails!
Okay. All right. So they took him. Tracy, you call his wife. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can find a lawyer that works with no-kill shelters.